And welcome back to Coast. This hour, we'll take your phone calls with Dr. Darrell Geoffrey as we talk about his work, Get Off Your Acid. It's about making your body a little more alkaline. And we'll talk more with him about that, too, when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. We're back with Dr. Darrell Geoffrey, his book, Get Off Your Acid. Darrell, every once in a while, I'll want a candy bar or something like that. Is that going to kill me?
Absolutely not. The name of this game is not deprivation, it's moderation. I want you to enjoy your life. But here's the thing. If you're putting 80% of these good, healthy, alkaline-forming foods into your body when you have the occasional candy bar or glass of wine or a cup of coffee, the body has the necessary nutrients it needs to deal with that. So it's totally fine, and I recommend you do it.
Good point. Good point indeed. We're going to take phone calls this hour as well. What is the worst food one can ingest?
Oh, wow. That's a really, really good question. You have, obviously, a lot of different forms of sugar, but I would say up there is the artificial sweeteners. I mean, the more and more research mm-hmm. that comes about the dangers behind artificial sweeteners, not just how they can contribute to cancer in the body, but the massive leaky gut that it's causing. Those are some of those things you need to really just avoid like the plague. Another big one, what I call the unusual suspect in the book, is peanut butter, peanuts. So many people have peanuts. Peanuts are dangerous. There's 21 different forms of fungus in peanuts that are called aflatoxin that are, again, cancer-causing fungus.
So in peanuts?
Peanuts. It doesn't matter if it's organic, non-organic. You must avoid peanuts like the plague. Instead, swap it out and use some raw almond butter.
Now, what does that taste like? I've never had that.
I love it. I mean, almond butter is delicious.
I eat almonds, but I've never had almond butter.
Almond butter is delicious. You know, there's a lot of great companies making it. You can make it at home. It takes literally 10 minutes to make in your food processor. So it's easy to do at home as well. But it's absolutely delicious, and I actually like it even better than peanut butter.
Can you eat it with a spoon if you have to?
Absolutely.
Right,
with a spoon, we add it to a green apple with a little cinnamon. You could put it on a celery stick, which we call our celery boats. You can add some hemp seeds to that. So it's very versatile. You can do it a lot of different ways. You can even throw it on a little bit of Ezekiel bread, even though Ezekiel bread has a little gluten. It's sprouted, so it's a better form. So for people transitioning, that's better than white bread. So you add a little raw nut butter, a little manuka honey, a little cinnamon to neutralize the sugar, and again, a little sea salt. It's delicious.
Is it in the peanut butter aisle?
Yes, you probably could find it next to the peanut butter. Any health food store is going to have it. It's very, very popular, so you're seeing it's basically popping up everywhere now.
All right, let's go to the phones as they line up here for you. We'll go to first-time caller Steve in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hi, Steven. Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to talk to the doctor.
He's
about,
there for you.
Morning anxiety that is happened to me in the last 6 months, where I wake up every morning just nervous as a rabid rattlesnake. And by the time I get to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, things are back to normal. I've kind of zeroed in on, I have been through some stressful times in the last 3 or 4 years dealing with the death of a parent, and who died of cancer, by the way, and kind of zeroed in on possible adrenal fatigue. And I've been to doctors. All they want to do is throw the psychotropic drugs at you, which just make things worse, those symptoms worse. But I have done my own lab test and have found that I do have elevated morning cortisol levels. But I don't really find any solution for how to bring those back into a normal range, if that's really my problem.
Yeah, Stephen, thank you so much for your question, and I'm so sorry to hear about the loss of your parents, and you know, especially with the cancer, I can totally to relate to that and how tough that is. So my condolences to you and your family. So one thing I'll say about stress is stress outweighs any food or drink that you can put into your body in terms of the acid it creates a million times to one. It is the number one cause of acid. And what we have to understand is that the body processes these acids and toxins mostly at its potential, peak potential, between 1 and 3 o'clock in the morning. So the body is most acidic in the middle of the night. And when you wake up in the morning feeling that anxiety and that stress, it's usually a sign that you have a mineral deficiency see in your body. So one thing that I recommend that's very, very helpful at nighttime is that you can take a really good mineral supplement. We have a great one. You know, add more minerals into your daily diet because, again, you don't want to wait till the morning when it's already hits you for this to happen. You want to get to this before this strikes because, again, your cortisol is high in the morning. So I would recommend definitely doing the minerals at nighttime about a half hour before you go to sleep. What that's going to do, it's going to allow your body to sleep deeper because the minerals will neutralize all these stressful toxins in the body so your body doesn't have to do it. And you'll wake up feeling a lot more energized. The anxiety should be much less, and then your day will start much healthier. You know, George mentioned turmeric before. That's something that you can do in the morning, a great turmeric tea, which is very detoxifying. It's anti-inflammatory. And again, it takes a lot of the stress away. Noticing that in your blood test, you found that the cortisol levels were high, you might want to recommend doing a nutritional supplement where you are taking an adrenal support. Again, that's something you want to consult your healthcare practitioner about. But I agree with you. You do not have a deficiency of a psychotropic drug. All those things are going to do is going to make your brain crazy. I don't recommend them at all. They are causing so many issues in this country, as we all have seen. So we have to get to the true cause. If there's a leak in the ceiling, you know, we're not going to put a piece of masking tape over it, like a lot of doctors will do. So let's find out what's really causing this. Deal with the nutritional deficiencies, the toxins. I think you should start with the minerals, and you'll see a huge, huge change in your day.
What do you think of taking specific types of minerals for different situations? Do you think you can combat it that way instead of taking drugs?
Absolutely. You know, again, there is a time and place for drugs. It's for crisis care. You know, that's where our country is doing a good job for crisis medicine. But all the stuff in between, it is not serving us our higher health and our higher purpose.
We're not good at preventative.
No, we're not good at preventative. Again, we make up 5% of the world's population. We expend 50% of the world's money on medical care. Yet the World Health Organization rated us 72nd in world health. I don't know about you, but I can't even name 71 countries ahead of us. So we are not preventative. We are basically reactive. And when we get to that point, what is the solution? They're giving people drugs. It's not the solution. So we have to find what are the deficiencies, what are the toxins. Think about the plant. When that plant gets sick, when it wilts, what comes to your mind? Give it water. Give it sunlight. Give it nutrition. We're no different. We got to start to think of ourselves like a plant, like the animal that we are. Give our bodies what we truly need, and if it's not too far gone past the limitation of matter, your body will heal itself because your body is self-healing, self-regulating, and self-maintaining.
It does rebound, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. Think about some of the things that people do in their lifetime to their bodies, and it is so resilient. That is the amazing thing about our bodies and life. There's this amazing power that makes the body, that heals the body. We just got to get out of the way. We got to stop poisoning the body and then start to give it the things that it really, truly needs, and your body will heal itself. It's miraculous, and it'll do it in a shorter time than you think.
Let's go to Dennis in Vacaville, California. Welcome to the program. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, thank you very much. In 2010, they took my prostate with stage 4 cancer. Wow. I'm still struggling with it, but I heard about the acid stuff and baking soda. I experimented, and it took a lot of my what I thought was food allergies away. Kaiser told me that I didn't have allergies, but when I got my pH balanced, there's a lot more that I could eat, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you felt better,
the
too.
The caution is, and I was using baking soda, and you have to figure out how much, and I was using a little too much, and you can over-alkalize, and it can cause heart palpitations, and the clue is if you have an irregular heartbeat, and you need to back off or you can kill yourself. And so maybe the test strips are important. And I just want people to use moderation, but it's helpful. I use the baking soda even still.
How much should you take, Daryl? A teaspoon a day or what?
Quarter teaspoon.
I think the important takeaway here is not always going about it on your own. You know, consult a healthcare practitioner that knows what they're doing so that they can really consult you and do it the right way. Because like you said, Dennis, you can overdo anything in your life, and you don't want to get to that stage. So moderation is the name of the game. But if you're going to do it by yourself, start less. Less is more. You can always do more the next day, but you don't want to do too much and regret it. So, you know, start with a quarter of a teaspoon. I mean, literally.
That's not a lot, is it?
Yeah, not a lot, because you want to see how your body does. You can always increase. You're not in a rush to make this thing happen. So start little and then go up from there. But again, I recommend you consult someone that really knows the road ahead, knows exactly what your body does, can do the appropriate testing so that there's no guesswork involved. All right? We don't want to guess in this game of health. We don't want to throw darts at a dartboard. We want to know. We want to know specifically. All right? There's specific tests that we can do, from live blood cell analysis to nutrient depletion tests, that we can really figure out, omega-3, omega-6 testing, so we know exactly what your body needs. And I think that's the right approach. But less is more. So many people are taking everything but the kitchen sink, and the problem is there's so much stuff coming into the body. The body's spending so much energy trying to deal with all those supplements, right? That's not the right case. That's just natural medicine. Give your body what it needs, and then go from there. Start adding and listen to your body. What is your body telling you? And as you start to do that, you will notice the changes will happen in a more healthy manner.
And it takes a lot of discipline, Dennis, because a lot of times you wake up in the morning and it's a routine to take your supplements and work out and everything, but you got to do it.
Motivation gets you started. Habits keep you going.
That's true. Let's go to Frank in Hollywood, Maryland. Welcome to the show, Frank.
Howdy, George. Glad to be back with you. I didn't plan on calling tonight, but your guest, I can't help it. Your guest, you have so many outstanding guests, especially in the medical field.
They're the best.
Now, I'm 70 years old, never had a sick day in my life, but here lately, when I get up in the morning, I feel kind of woozy, but when I take my hot shower and my cup of coffee, I feel great. I feel so good I could go 3 rounds with Mike Tyson. Not the 19-year-old Mike Tyson, but the 50-year-old. I want to get this thing straight about vinegar. You've had doctors in the past on this program say, stay away from it. Then you have some say, take a mouthful a day.
Yep, apple cider vinegar. What do you think of that, Daryl?
This is a great question, and that's the challenge. So many different opinions out there. Here's the issue. Vinegar has sugar, and the biggest issue is yeast. Now, if someone has reflux that's so bad that it can actually come up to the esophagus and cause cancer, like it did with my father, then apple cider vinegar and the yeast in it supersedes it. You can use it. But I've done live blood cell analysis on thousands of people, and I have seen yeast in 100% of every blood sample. It's okay to see yeast in the gut, but not in your blood. So anything that has yeast, which apple cider vinegar does, you want to avoid. So while there are many benefits to apple cider vinegar, I don't doubt that. There's a lot of great things it has. Acetic acid, it kills bacteria. My biggest concern
is... It's great for cleaning, too.
Yes, exactly. But the biggest concern is the yeast. And for so many people, yeast is a huge issue. That's why they crave sugar. It's gasoline on the fire. So I don't recommend it. There's so many other things that you can do to help the body in place of that.
And you say stay away from dairy. Tell me why.
Dairy is scary. I mean, the biggest misconception people have is that dairy makes your bones strong. It doesn't. Again, not my opinion. You know, if you look at women, 30 million women suffer with osteoporosis, and they are amongst the highest consumers of dairy in the world. They did a 12-year Harvard study, and they correlated dairy consumption with increased hip fractures in women. So the problem with it is that milk is very high in phosphorus and sugar, and your body actually needs more internal calcium. That's the calcium from your bones to buffer the high acid content that the milk's giving to you. So what that means is that your body robs Peter to pay Paul, because there's so much acid in the milk. What the body needs to do is neutralize that acid. So it actually robs calcium from your bones. So milk is not good. It's the highest allergy in children, by the way. It's mucus forming. And let's just put all that aside for 1 second, and let's look at the common sense corner. We are the only mammals that consume another mammal's breast milk after weaning. Cows don't even consume cow's milk.
That's true. Monique is with us in Sunland, California. Hi, Monique. You're up.
Oh, thank you. Nice to be on. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Monique.
Hi, doctor. So I started being vegetarian in 2001, spiritual epiphany, went vegan 2006, at least half raw 2009. My body has transformed all along the way. When I was vegan, not to gross out your listeners, but like for 6 months I was clogging the toilet. The stools were like as big as snakes. But my question for you is, you know, I've given a lot of advice because from my lifestyle and from what I'm reading about a lot of what you're saying, but I don't see anything out there scientifically for doctors to go the route that you are to actually get a doctor degree in plant-based nutrition. So that's my question for you. I see a lot of programs out there for certificates, but someone who has the compassion towards animals and only wants to focus on plant-based nutrition, they really can't get away from the fact that they will have to possibly experiment on animals and read about all of that in order to gain a doctorate in nutrition. So do you know any programs out there or any that you hear that may be starting that are just solely going to be plant-based?
My wife will absolutely love you because my wife is such a big advocate for animals, and as I am as well. I think it's absolutely terrible what's happening to animals out there, so I appreciate you. I appreciate your question for bringing this up. I think what's amazing is that people are becoming conscious eaters. People are becoming conscious label readers. I think we are going to look back a few hundred years from now and look at the way that people have been eating, and people are going to say, wow, I can't believe that we really actually ate that way. So yes, you know, you are seeing so many more of these types of organizations start up. As far as specific ones, you know, I can definitely off air get that to you. But just start reading. I mean, I think for me over the years, like I just became such a health investigator. I started reading and reading more and reading more. There's so much amazing reading. And now with all these different types of groups and organizations, you have Ocean Robbins and the Food Revolution Network. I mean, they're doing amazing, amazing work. I would start there and just start to kind of engross yourself in the things that they're doing. But talking about the vegan diet, the vegan diet, vegetarian diet is amazing as far as plant-based, but there's one challenge to this. My wife is vegetarian. I'm 99% vegetarian. We both use fish oil. The problem with the vegan diet is that there is not a single vegetarian source of EPA. So DHA in fish oil is what helps your brain health. EPA is what fights inflammation. And I've measured hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of inflammation tests in the body, and some vegetarians have worse inflammation than meat eaters, and that's the reason why. So I think omega-3 fats is the big deficiency, and people think that you can get it from chia seeds, flax seeds.
You can supplement for those, though, right?
Yes, you can supplement for it. And if you have philosophical concerns, I respect that. There are other ways to go about it with forms of algae, but again, it's not the same. So that's my only thing as far as vegetarians go. But yes, you can supplement it. But yeah, I would check out some of those things I mentioned, and you know, reach out to me, and I can definitely help you more because there's so many different things that you can do and look into that's going to help you down that road.
Okay, stay with us, and of course, you can get to Daryl through his website, getoffyouracid.com, and that's the same name of his book. We'll be back with Final Calls next on Coast to Coast AM. We are back with Dr. Daryl Geoffrey. His book, Get Off Your Acid, not only is it an informational book, but there's also recipes in there on how you can cook to have a more alkaline body. And that's very important, Daryl.
Yeah, I mean, the most important thing is that you have to make this thing taste good for it to last. When I started out, that was a big issue for me, and that's why I became a certified raw food chef, is all the things I was eating, I didn't like the taste of it, and that was the quickest way for me to sabotage what I really wanted to do. So I found a way to make this thing taste good, and I'm telling you, these recipes are so good, you're going to feel like you're cheating. You know, Kelly talks about her favorite recipe, the avocado choco mousse, the chia puddings. I mean, so there are some great desserts and snacks and entrees and smoothies and just really, really good things to make this lifestyle doable and enjoyable.
You've got one I want to try with pistachios. We'll give that a try.
We have a few. Is that the Brussels sprouts,
yeah,
and pistachios and lemon?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of our favorites. One of the things we have is a 7-day alkaline cleanse, and that's one of the beauties that you're eating the entire time. And that's what Kelly Ripa went on her show. She said that this was so manageable. She was eating more on this cleanse than she did in her real life. And I think that's one of the beautiful things about this is that so many people, when they do all these different types of fad diets and cleanses, like, they're trying to find ways to cheat. On our program, people don't want to stop. They say, can I go another week, 3 weeks? That's the beauty about this thing. Yes, the answer is absolutely. These are whole food, real alkaline meals. And again, they're very easy to make. That's the most important part. Anybody can do this. You don't need to be a gourmet chef.
What's amazing is once you get over that mental hump, you don't have to feel hungry. I mean, it satisfies you.
It's very satisfying. And one of the beautiful things about it is that the body turns itself from burning sugar as its primary source of fuel, which makes people crave more sugar and empty calories, to start burning fat. All right, and that's the byproduct of this, is that people lose weight. You know, it's not the purpose of it, but it's the byproduct of a healthy body. But the other thing that happens is that when your body burns fat, you're not as hungry anymore. Your body's satiated. It's full. That's the amazing thing about these recipes. They metabolically change the way your body functions.
Let's go to Joe in Montana. And Joe, the way they had your name up on the screen, I thought Joe Montana, the football player, was calling.
Oh, that would have been great.
No, that's not me.
All right. Go ahead, Joe.
All right, I'll still take your question.
George, I really like it when you have these guys on talking about nutrition and stuff.
Thank you.
And I have a question, but first, quick comment. I'd encourage Dr. Darryl to maybe look into raw milk, because comparing raw milk with its, you know, live probiotics and vitamins to store-bought pasteurized mm-hmm. milk that's dead and rotting would be like comparing apples and oranges. But anyway, my question was, you know, you hear a lot of stuff, you know, George has all these guests on talking about nutrition and everything, and sometimes it seems like a lot of you guys don't agree on things. Like, for instance, I know Dr. Darryl was saying that he's a big fan of coconut oil, and Joel Wallach
hates it.
Doesn't like coconut oil, but then Joel Wallach likes apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
And so, you know, how do I know? You know, I don't have time to get an education on these things. How do I know what path to follow, you know?
That's a good question, because all of you are good guests and good at what you do, Darryl, but sometimes you conflict with each other. How does the person listening at home figure out what to do?
It's a great question. You got to follow a path. Let me tackle the raw milk thing first, because I absolutely agree with you. Raw milk is a much better form, all right, and you can find it. Goat's milk, raw goat's milk, is, if you're going to do dairy, is the best and most closely mimics human breast milk. In the book, we have good, better, best. So we say cow's milk, no, because, again, a cow turns out to be 1,500 pounds in 1 year and a baby's 30 pounds. But goat's milk is a much better source. And then, obviously, almond milk is better. Coconut milk is the best. And homemade hemp milk, almond milk, is the better choices for those. To the latter question, you have to just really, you know, I think the challenge is that there is a lot of people saying different things. So I think you have to follow a program and stick with it and find out if that's right for you. Let your experience speak for it. As far as coconut oil, again, not my opinion. I mean, this last year, a whole thing came out. It was sponsored by the AHA, the American Heart Association. So you got to, you know, take this one with a grain of salt, but they basically bashed coconut oil, and it created a firestorm across the internet.
Yeah, they
and
did.
Literally every single health doctor, including me, Dr. Mark Heim, and many others, came out with the research, not our opinions, the research of how powerful coconut oil is. And again, I'm talking thousands and thousands and thousands of articles. You cannot deny that. But again, that aside, you start taking coconut oil, you feel alive. Coconut oil is a very high alkaline fat. It's a healthy saturated fat. So remember what I said before, there are fats that heal and there are fats that kill. Coconut oil is one of those healthy saturated fats. And if you start putting that into your body, you will absolutely see better energy. Your body will start to burn fat. And like I mentioned before, metabolically, you will not crave sugar as much.
Soy is now getting a bad rap, where in the past, everybody talked about it as being nutritional. What's going on?
Soy is a dangerous food. I mean, if you look at soy, 95% of it is genetically modified. That's the biggest first issue. But if you want to dive deeper, the bigger issue at hand is that soy is higher in phytoestrogens more than any other food source. And what phytoestrogens do is they mimic the estrogen in our bodies. And that is obviously going to wreak major havoc on your hormonal system. So many women dealing with, you know, premenopause and things like that, you have to avoid soy. Plus, it's high in something called phytic acid. Phytic acid is an anti-nutrient. An anti-nutrient is something that basically helps the plant or the vegetable or the nut or the seed protect itself in nature. So phytic acid is very high in soy, and what that does, it blocks your body's ability to absorb minerals. So you get a mineral deficiency, which, as we spoke about earlier, George, is one of the biggest issues your body has.
Next up, let's go to Carol in Booth Bay, Maine, first-time caller. Hi, Carol, go ahead.
Good evening.
Hi.
I've been dying to call you about this very subject, George, ever since a couple of weeks ago there was a guy that called in whose wife was dying of cancer. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
And I have a niece that had a double mastectomy, then she had brain cancer, then she got cancer in her hip, and she was tired by then of chemo. And so she went to a holistic nutritionist who put her on a totally alkaline diet, and now they can't find cancer in her body at all.
That's fantastic.
Amazing.
So, but her diet is a bit more austere. For breakfast, she just has eggs or a green smoothie. Lunch, usually arugula or spinach salad. Dinner, chicken, dark green veggies, and a sweet potato. And alkaline water, always. But I also wanted to know what the good doctor thought of CBD therapy, because last winter there was a guy on, a comedian from Canada, that had prostate cancer twice, stage 4. And he claims that with CBD, he was cured.
I'm a huge fan of CBD. You know, George, we were talking about Ty Bollinger before. In his 9-part docuseries, part 8 is all about CBD. And there's a fellow there from the UK who the doctors basically said, you know, get your affairs in order. You know, you have a few months to live. He found underground CBD, because at the time, that's the only way you can get it. And he's still alive to this day. It helped him cure. So CBD stands for cannabidiol, is a very, very powerful anti-everything, cancer, fungal, bacterial, viral. I mean, it's just an incredible thing. You can find it pretty much everywhere now. There's different levels to this that you can get, but I'm a big fan of it. I think it's very helpful for people and children out there dealing with ADD and ADHD. They've gotten some great results with that. And to your mark before with the cancer, yes, I mean, cancer hates sugar. Cancer hates high healthy fats. So if anybody out there is dealing with cancer, you got to starve the cancer of the things that it loves, and give your body the things that cancer hates. So starting to change your diet is obviously the most important thing. Your mindset, we haven't talked about your mindset, is the most empowering thing. You know, I could tell people the strategy, 20% of what to do, but the why, the purpose, that's the most powerful way to change your health. If you think you can, you can. You think you can't, you can't. Argue with your limitations, and they're going to be yours. So that's a very important part of the healing process.
Yeah, Daryl, we had Dr. Earl Mandel on talking about hemp oil for CBD, and he is a huge proponent of that.
Absolutely. I mean, you're seeing more and more of it every single day, and I'm so glad that now these things are so much more widely accepted, and it's only going to get better from here out. And these are the things that we need. You mentioned the chemotherapy. I mean, the research shows that 98% of people that go through chemotherapy don't make it past 5 years. So the whole goal of chemo is let's kill the cancer but not kill the host. All right, it's crushing the immune system, not building up the immune system. So things like CBD, hemp oil, all these things we're talking about today, they build up your immune system. They cleanse your blood. They detoxify your blood. You have to get cleaner blood to be healthier. That's why I was saying these dehydrated green powders are one of the most important things you can do, because they build healthier blood.
Next up, Kevin in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. Hello, Kevin. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, George, we talked about, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, don't cut me off like you did last time.
You got cut off only because it was out of time.
Okay. Daryl, my father passed away. Sorry to hear about your father. He passed away March 1st, 2016. I want to finish my topics here. I'll try to make it fast.
Sure.
George?
Go ahead.
My mother passed away. She beat cancer. They found cancer in her body because when she had my brother, my youngest brother, Kenny, they took the cancer out of her. They caught it back in 1982. But my mom just passed away 2017 at the age of 71. She had dementia for 3 years. I noticed her doing some weird stuff like putting toothpaste on the light switches and Comet.
Oh, jeez.
And, yeah, it's very sorry to hear about your dad, too. And my cousin just passed away. She had an infection in her heart. She died at age 45. And my cat passed away last year. And
you've got death all around you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Sorry for your loss.
I know. That's the first thing right there. Sorry to hear about your dad. I wanted to
thank you.
Say that to you. And we're having a mental health walk-to-walk awareness month. But my question is for the doctor, what's the best foods for anxiety disorder, panic disorder, fear of dying, fear of disorder, and fear of being put to sleep for surgery and stuff?
Anxiety, before I was talking about minerals, but we got to feed the brain. The brain is so important for all these different types of anxious feelings. And you mentioned dementia before, all right? Alzheimer's just became the third leading cause of death in the country. I know when I was growing up, we didn't even hear about Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's parallels inflammation. So inflammation of the brain is such a trigger for all these things that you're talking about, right? Your brain is 60% fat. So we have to give the brain the things that it loves, which is more fat, not sugar. So things like omega-3 fatty acids, which are anti-inflammatory, not these pro-inflammatory fats, which are these omega-6 fats. We interviewed a doctor in the book, Dr. Hilben, and he discovered that the average murderer and person in the insane asylum has a 70-to-1 ratio of these pro-inflammatory omega-6 fats, which make your brain crazy compared to the omega-3 fats. So we got to get those healthy fats in, and there's also something called molecular hydrogen. All right, go to the hydration chapter of my book. Paul Baratero from The Truth About Cancer co-wrote this chapter, and we talk about the power of hydrogen in the body for anti-inflammatory, for antioxidant, and for cognitive function benefits. Incredible things we can do for brain health. So omega-3 fats, hydrogen, and minerals, my three favorite things.
Thanks, Kevin. Can people reach you through your website, Daryl, because I'm getting lots of emails.
Yes, absolutely. Go to getoffyouracid.com. That's also our social tags. You can reach us there as well on Facebook, and you can reach out to us and contact me directly through those two sources for sure.
Mike in South Carolina. Go ahead, Michael.
I just wanted to know if he considered raw honey acidic.
Raw honey, Daryl.
Most yes. Great question. The honey that I do like to use, the only honey that I do use is Manuka honey. Are you familiar with Manuka honey? It's from New Zealand, and what I like, it has a lower glycemic index, which means it's not spiking your insulin, but it's got very powerful antibacterial properties to it. All other honeys, very high in sugar, especially fructose, which we know is one of the worst forms of sugar for the body. So, again, Manuka honey is okay in moderation. All the other honeys I like to avoid.
Daryl, as we wrap things up, what is the words of wisdom you could give our listeners?
Oh, wow. I would say leaving you, I talked about the why before. That's the most important thing. That's what I can't give you. You know, we are all going to face stress in our life. We're all going to face obstacles, all right? If you have that powerful purpose, that purpose needs to be so compelling and so crystal clear so that no matter what obstacle you're going to face in your life, whatever challenge, it's not going to derail you from your goals of being healthy. And just start with adding, all right? You don't have to do everything all at once. I talked about a lot of different things today. Start with the add, not take away approach. Make one green juice a day, all right? Make it a mineral powder, whatever it is. Start to add that. Do it 100%, and then once you're doing that consistently, add the next thing. It might take a little bit longer, but what you'll find with the powerful purpose driving that and the adding approach, your health is going to move forward, and you're never going to look back.
All right, Daryl, thank you so much. Good luck with the book. I'm keeping my copy, my friend. Everybody always tries to take my stuff, but this one I'm keeping, huh?
George, it was an absolute pleasure. I love your show, and thank you so much for having me on. This just was an absolute honor.
Absolutely. Dr. Daryl Geoffrey. Fantastic book. Get off your acid. In a moment, there apparently have been huge shadow cats roaming the country, along with Bigfoot. We'll be talking with an expert about that. His latest work is called Shadow Cats, The Black Panthers of North America. is there something paranormal about this, or is it very natural? That'll be one of our next stories on Coast to Coast AM, so stick with us. We'll be right back.